Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you all are having a wonderful day. I am just going to jump right in by saying welcome back. It has been a couple of weeks, but I am so glad to have you all back with me. I'm so glad to be back behind the mic. And I can't wait to catch up with you guys, let you know what I've been up to, see what you've been up to, and just get back into our regular schedule of fun. So with that being said, let's get this party started. If you're a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you. And I'm so glad that you found this podcast. How exciting is that? We have so many cool, fun, exciting episodes that you can listen to, so feel free to go back after this episode whenever you get a chance to listen to the previous episodes that we have. I talk about several different topics that are entertaining and informative, especially to you and your peers. I also have interviewed your peers in the past and just gotten their perspective on things, different subjects that are going on in their life. So feel free to go back and listen to that when you get a chance as well. And again, thanks for joining us today. If you are a regular listener, you know I am so glad to have you back. I'm so excited that you are here. Thank you for returning. As I always say, it lets me know that I am doing something right. So sit back, relax. Grab your Listen and Learn journal if you have one, and if you don't, the link is in the show notes for your parents to purchase one or a few for you. And if you don't have a journal or can't access one, just grab some paper, pen, notebook, all the things, and just go from there with writing your notes down, okay? But new listeners, it is very important that you write down notes so you can go back and reference them. So if you feel like I might be talking too fast, then just go ahead, give me a pause. I'm cool with that. Press the pause button, write down what it is that you need to write down, and press play to hear this episode in action again, okay? So let's get this party started. You know, it's been a couple of weeks now, actually 3 weeks, a few weeks. And I, guys, for those of you who do not know, last we left off, I shared with you all that I was going to be getting married. Bah, bah, bah. And I did. Bah, bah, bah. So I did. I had a beautiful wedding with some amazing family and some amazing friends. We had a great time. And so I took a few weeks off. And really a few weeks off from everything, podcasts, work. I just did a little bit of light work here and there. Of course, I hosted my social groups, but I took a little break and that was really good. And that's really been the longest break I've ever taken from the podcast. But I thought about each and every one of you all each day. I was glad to hear from those of you all who reached out to me to congratulate me and check on me. And I was just thinking about you all constantly. But like I said, I'm so glad to be back behind the mic and just excited to jump back into our next topic. So today we are going to be talking about taking a trip down memory lane. Now, there might be a road in your neighborhood or in your city or state called Memory Lane, but that's not what I'm talking about taking a trip down. I'm talking about taking a trip down memory lane by going back to your earliest thoughts of yourself, your earliest memory, what you can think of, and thinking about yourself, whether you can remember being in pre-K or kindergarten, first, second, third grade, fourth grade, whatever your earliest memory was, and compare yourself from then to now, okay? Think about your growth and maturity. Think about the challenges that you might have overcome. Think about how you have grown when it comes to socialization. There are so many things that you can think about and focus on, but I really want you to focus on the positive. Now, yes, when I did this with my children, when we did this activity in our social learning sessions, they absolutely loved it. I showed them pictures of them when they were younger, in like their pre-K, first grade, second grade phase. And then we really, really dove deep into what they were like when they were younger. So that's what I want you to do. And this activity really works well with another person, like someone who has known you all your life, but it also could work well with a friend, someone that you may not have known all of your life, because you could talk to them and share with them how much you have changed and how much you have grown. Okay, so that's one way to go about doing this activity. You can also do it by yourself. Now, that'll require you really taking your paper, your notebook or journal, and writing some things down. Of course, you'll grab a pen or a pencil for writing some things down. If you were a kiddo who didn't make the best choices when they were younger, then write that down. I used to yell a lot, or I used to scream a lot when I didn't get my way. Go ahead and write that down, and then focus in on your teenage self now and ask yourself, well, do I yell or scream a lot? I hope you say no. Write that down, and then write down what you replaced that negative behavior with. So if you used to scream a lot because you didn't get your way, put something positive down. I used to scream a lot when I didn't get my way, but now I take deep breaths and I ask for help, or I ask, could things be changed if I might not get my way? Okay? And I do that in a calm tone of voice. That, you all, is perfect. That is the best way to do it, right? So start out by doing maybe 3 to 5 memories, okay? They could be positive memories. They could be memories that weren't so great. If there was not an area that you had challenges in when you were younger, write down all the positive things that you can remember, and then really write down how you've grown to be even greater in those areas as a preteen, teen, young adult, whatever area or phase that you are in life, okay? So I want you all to focus on doing that. Have some fun doing it and be a positive impact, okay, you guys? As I said, I want you to go out and be great. I want to encourage you all to continue to do great things. I know sometimes people in life aren't always going to be great to you. Some people are going to be rude to you, but you go out and you be great. Now, and we always talk, don't let anyone bully you, you know, be ready to take up for yourself and speak up for yourself and tell someone if someone is bothering you or making you feel uncomfortable. But you go out, you wake up every morning and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to be a positive impact to 2 people. I'm going to do positive things for 2 people. And once you start feeling good and doing that, guess what? They will feel good and start doing it. And then they will be a positive impact towards someone else. And then you can look back at this period in your life when you are 10, 11, 12, 13, or whatever your age might be. And then when you turn 19, 20, 21, you can look back at this age and say, hey, you know what? I remember when I was a positive impact for this person, or I was a positive impact for that person, and all was well. And now I'm doing positive things at this older age that I am now. So those will be the memories that you create, okay? Have fun doing it. Enjoy, all right? And thanks again for tuning in. We are back on track, back on our regular schedule. I will tell you all this. I'm deciding if I'm going to post podcast on Friday or Saturday. It would be one of those days. If you come Friday and it hasn't posted, come back on Saturday of each week and check. So we'll decide what day we're going to do, and then we're going to stick with that, okay? Hope that's good for everybody. Go out, be great, have a great time. Parents, thank you for welcoming me back as I welcome you back. As I shared, the wedding was wonderful. It was perfect. The reception was perfect. Everyone had a wonderful time. And I thank you all for all your continued support, even outside of Listen and Learn. You all are absolutely amazing. So we are back on our regular weekly schedule. Continue to share whatever subjects and topics you want us to talk about. You can email me those, and I will be happy to have those on our podcast, okay? My website is www.listenandlearnllc.com. The email address where you can reach me if you are in Kansas City, Missouri, or if you are in Kennesaw, Georgia, or if you are anywhere in the States or anywhere across the globe, email me at listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. You can also connect with us via our business Facebook page. It's Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA. So many fun, exciting photos and videos. And now that we are back in the swing of things, I'll be getting some updated photos up of us at our social groups and just snippets from our group sessions. Tongue twister, I should say, and just our individual sessions as well. We have a lot of fun, so stay tuned for some of that updated content. Of course, you can listen to us wherever you listen to your podcast: Spotify, Anchor.fm, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Amazon Alexa, wherever you listen, we're there. Yes, we are. And again, as we begin to close things out, I want you all to continue to be great parents. If you have referrals, if you're a new parent or new family, you want information, you have a free consultation, so feel free to connect with me to get information and get on the books for that. Remember, in both of our Missouri and Georgia locations, we are by appointment only. So feel free to give me an email and I will get you all set up. Email is going to be the best point of contact. So feel free to share your information there. All right, everybody, take it easy. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now. Thank you.